The word today is united. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Marriage is the uniting of one man and one woman in a lifelong partnership under God's blessing. The closeness the couple shares is so intense that it is described in the book of Genesis as the two will become one flesh. Marriage is not about finding someone to complete you, but learning to share and support each other. Here to share more about this beautiful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, United.
The two shall become one flesh. This is one of the most profound phrases from the Word of God, and it has such dramatic impact on us as humans. We're going to spend time thinking about marriage today. In Genesis chapter 2, starting at verse 19, the basis for marriage founded in the creation of humanity is read, and let's take a look at it, starting at verse 19. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them, and whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all of the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. Well, this is just a joyous passage, and the teachings in the scriptures regarding marriage are so beautiful. Let's start with the fact that this is all about unity, harmony, the two becoming one under God's blessing. This was intended by God to be not just a physical thing. The world messes up and just doesn't get even a part of the beauty and the glory of relationships when it focuses mostly on the physical. So individuals that are practicing immorality and are hooking up without any spiritual, mental, emotional development in a relationship, they don't even begin to understand the beauty of male and female relationships. God intended for us to find blessing and completeness, both in terms of the physical, but also in terms of the mental, emotional, and the spiritual. That's what is intended when it says the two will become one flesh. By the way, we see how God kind of did a surgery on Adam. There's such profundity here. Adam's name means earthling. He's literally made from the earth, from the chemicals, the substances of the earth. And we find that just as the earth is bound in decay because of sin, so also are we, and we end up dying and returning to the earth from which we came. And then the woman is literally made of the substance of man. So it's the man and the woman, both earthlings. And the Lord presents her to Adam. Now, was this some kind of mistake when Adam looks around, he sees all these other creatures with their male and female versions, and then he realizes, hey, I don't have any counterpart. You know, what's going on here? Did God mess up? You know, it says here, it's not good that he didn't have a counterpart. Well, trust me, the Lord doesn't do things halfway, and God doesn't finish a job and then realize, oh, I forgot a part of it. No, not at all. My belief is that God intended for Adam to have this moment of discovery. It would be God's joy and pleasure to see the reaction of Adam, to present him with the counterpart. Instead of just making them male and female, Adam was made in the image of God. So this is a special relationship between God and humans. And the Lord wants to give Adam the best gift possible, the woman to be his counterpart. And he wants it to be a fun event where Adam has the moment of discovery. And that's why this is going on here. And we do see Adam with that reaction, the same kind of reaction that we had when we met our spouse-to-be. Adam says, "This is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." He's very excited. He has this thrill of seeing this beautiful woman, this creature that's going to be his counterpart. And that's all a great deal of the fun and the joy of marriage, is to find this person who is so suitable for you. The creation of humanity is the foundation of the proper understanding of human relationships. And that's why it's really critical that we defend the creation. Many Christians, way too many Christians, have not understood the importance of this. They may lament how culture and society is getting more liberal and that the family breakdown is happening and that sexually people are so permissive and they're doing all these experimental relationships now. And as Christians, they may feel that that's wrong, and scripturally it is wrong. All of these sexual libertarian relationships, these alternatives, are wrong. They are sinful. But the people don't realize that if they look at the book of Genesis as myth, if they dismiss the creation account and the flood, then there's no absolute basis for morality and for the establishment of male and female and of gender associated with that. People don't realize that in handing away the legitimacy and the historicity of the scripture, they've now opened the doors to all kinds of immorality and all kinds of abuses of the beauty of God's creating male and female. Now, the cool part of this is that science is actually supporting the flood, actually supporting the creation and the historical accounts in the book of Genesis. We actually are finding out geologically that the great flood did happen. Can you imagine that on every continent we have thousands of feet of sedimentary rock? And this can all be determined. It's all been known by the oil companies that poked all these holes into the earth. And they have all of the data of the types of rock and how thick and how far that sedimentary rock was spread. This covers all the continents. The global flood took place. It's not debatable. The only ones who debate that or deny it are the evolutionists who try to ignore it in favor of a story of life just spontaneously coming and then working its way up without purpose or plan or reason. But the data, the scientific evidence now is being shown, and it's definitive that the global flood took place. Now, that's true whether somebody wants to accept it or not. The facts are real, and they're hard as rocks, so to speak. So it's really cool. The account in Genesis can be verified by geology, by science. The oil industry has poked the holes, they've done the coring, they've done the drilling, and we know the facts. Well, that's great because it backs up what Genesis says. And if the flood is true, we have a really strong reason to believe that the creation account is true, the basis for human relationships, male and female. And you see the vow of togetherness, the two shall become one flesh. Well, there's supposed to be a unity, and this is to reflect the harmony of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons in one being. In the same way, though not to the same degree, husband and wife should be together. They should seek to have agreement on things. You know you have a problem in a marriage when there's dictation, when there's order giving, when one holds power over the other. That's not balanced. It's not the way God intended things to be. There's supposed to be difference of nature and a difference in jobs, but not an imbalance in terms of agreement, in terms of their decision-making. And so there's supposed to be a unity of mind and spirit in marriage, not power plays, not demands or dictating to one another. So I hope that especially the men that are listening will respect and esteem their wives and not try to dominate them. If you go back to the scriptures, you can see that the basis for marriage is that they will be complementary, that your wife will be listened to, and that you will value her input instead of trying to dictate what she does. Well, marriage is going to be only an earthly estate. This is shocking to some people, but Jesus said at the resurrection, they will be like the angels. They'll neither be given nor being given in marriage. What does that mean? Well, it'll be a higher estate. The angels are a superior being to the humans. So marriage is only for this life. Therefore, if you want to be with your wife or husband forever, you need to be in the Lord Jesus to share eternity with each other in each other's presence. I hope you've enjoyed some of these thoughts about marriage. There's many more of them. But our God and Creator has made marriage to be a joy to us and to express the unity that we can have in God. May God bless your Christian marriage.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.